The new alcohol policy is part of a much broader push by the Navy and Marine Corps to try to think about their personnel and readiness programs in a much more holistic way, rather than trying to tackle one problem at a time. As Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, told a few hundred sailors and Marines aboard the USS Bataan here in Norfolk, Virginia yesterday.
When a sailor or Marine's time in the military ends, whether it's after 4 years or 40, we want your productive life to continue and for you to leave the service in better health, more trained, and better educated than when you came in.
The thinking goes like this, according to Navy Department officials. Soldiers and sailors have been running themselves ragged with a high operational tempo over the past 10 years of war, and with DOD's new defense strategy calling for an increased focus on the Asia-Pacific region, demands on the sea services aren't likely to settle down, even once the Afghan campaign ends. Their response is what Mabus has dubbed the 21st Century Sailor and Marine Initiative.
The sailors and Marines are the department's most essential asset, and it is the duty of this department's leadership to do all we can to provide every individual sailor and every individual Marine with the resources to maintain that resiliency. The 21st Century Sailor and Marine Initiative I'm announcing today puts together a set of objectives and policies, new and existing, to maximize every sailor and Marine's personal readiness. We have the most effective combat force in history now, and it is our job to maintain and to hone that effectiveness.
The Navy and Marine Corps rethink of personnel programs involves everything from telework to sexual assault prevention to smoking cessation, but the breathalyzer policy is the piece that's most likely to garner attention, both inside and outside the military. Service members in all branches already expect to undergo random drug testing as a matter of course. Expanding that to alcohol is a first for the services, and that's exactly what the Navy has already started doing.
We're not telling you not to drink if you're old enough. We are telling you that it's important to keep legal, responsible use of alcohol from turning into a problem. Your jobs and your lives are too important. You work in and on the most technologically advanced systems in the world, and you have to report to work prepared to meet the challenges that come with the incredibly important work that you do. The effects of drinking, even that done several hours earlier, can affect you and your shipmates in a very serious way. Sailors who drink excessively are too late the night before and report to duty can place themselves, their shipmates, and equipment at risk.
Starting this year, every sailor reporting for a duty section on board a Navy ship will take a breathalyzer test, and random tests will go on for the entire crew on board any given ship, similar to the way the Navy now tests for drugs. The Marine Corps will start similar testing in selected units next month, but Mabus says the tests are not designed to be punitive. For one thing, they won't be legally admissible in the military justice system, nor can they be used for non-judicial punishment of sailors or Marines.
That's not the purpose of it. It's to give the command a tool to take a look. Has this happened before? We're not talking about illegal limits here. I mean, if you come on board and you're over the limit, the legal limit, and you've just driven up on the pier, something's going to happen to you. Something's going to happen to you today if you do that. But this is if you blow positive for alcohol, just to let people know that, you know, if you've got work at 7 o'clock the next morning and the Super Bowl's on the night before, still go to a Super Bowl party, still have a drink, but don't have too much to drink and don't drink too late if you're having to go to work the next day. If this too points out that somebody is doing that, not once, but more times than that, then it gives the command a tool to, the Navy term is intrusive leadership, to take some action, whether it's counseling, treatment, one kind or another, before you get to something that would cause punishment.
In the Navy, sailors are responsible for about 180 DUI incidents every month. But the service thinks misuse of alcohol isn't just a problem for service members behind the wheel. It's tightly bound up with a whole lot of other problems that could be career enders or life enders. Domestic violence, sexual assault, suicide. And whether alcohol is involved or not, Jonathan Greener, the Chief of Naval Operations, says the Navy has adopted a zero-tolerance policy towards sexual assault. It's a problem DOD has struggled with for years, but on the plane trip back to D.C., he told reporters the Navy is taking a stronger approach.
What's different about this is we've got to get the education down through, make a cultural change. So you've got to get it down through the supervisors and into the sailors. We haven't attempted to do that before. We really didn't have, I think, an effective means, and we are going to, actually the Marine Corps is doing something very similar, use the same approach that we used on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. In that, we said everybody has to understand kind of the guidelines, the policies, the bottom line of dignity and respect with regard to that. How did we train them, and what was an effective means? Who did we hire to do this, to prepare, to make up the training program? And what did we find was effective when we listened to the feedback from sailors and from the supervisors? So step one, you got to educate people that we're going to, this is an accountability issue as well as cultural change. That's different. We haven't done anything quite like that before.
The initiative also includes new efforts to retain the experience the Navy and Marine Corps have built up during wartime by smoothing the transition between the active and reserve components of the two services, and there's special attention being paid to female service members, who the two services say are leaving the military when it becomes too hard to raise a family at the same time. Again, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus.
Among the programs to help do this, a 12-month operational deferment following the birth of a child, a career intermission program that we're now doing in a pilot form, which allows men or women to return to service after up to 3 years without penalty, after taking time off to care for a child or a relative. Let you keep health care during that time, exchange privileges, commissary privileges during that time, so that your career gets restarted after that 3 years at exactly the point that you left off.
Mabus says the Navy and Marine Corps will also offer flexible work schedules, including up to 2 days a week of telework at some commands. On board the USS Bataan in Norfolk, Virginia, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.